by Alexandra Mell, local journalism initiative reporter Ha Shilth Saw. This spring Mawichat, Muchalot First Nation, MMFN, will be opening the doors of their new hotel, Baymont by Wyndham, previously known as the Gold River Chalet, alongside new tourism information services aiming to bring more visitors to the region. Gold River Chalet closed its doors in April of 2023, according to the hotel manager Rohinton, Roy, Karate. Over the last year the building underwent complete renovations, he noted. Total wow, said Karate, when asked what past hotel visitors can expect with new renovations. The hotel is now pet-friendly with air conditioning and heating, while the rooms underwent complete renovations. Previously with only 4 kitchen units, they have now jumped to 9, with the addition of a meeting room, a large new suite, and 2 accessible rooms, he shared. Additions are inclusive of a restaurant, gym, and hot tub. Karate expects the Baymont by Wyndham to be among the go-to places in Gold River. I'm excited for the community because this is something which everybody's waiting for, said Karate. It will benefit the local community here as well, because there are very few dining options in 0.125 Gold River 0.375. The Baymont by Wyndham is expected to hold a soft opening in June, and a totem pole raising ceremony will be held on May 22. Gold River has never had an upscale hotel, said John Gauthier, tourism and marketing manager for the nation. It's always been sort of geared towards loggers and construction crews. Located on the same property as the Baymont by Wyndham will be a MMFN welcome house where visitors can learn about the region's attractions. In conjunction, MMFN has launched a new tourism information site, Explore Nootka, where visitors can learn about the region's offerings and prepare for their visit. Explore Nootka is a home where all these different services that exist around the Nootka region, whether it's Gold River, Tosis, or elsewhere, they have a common area where they can let visitors and tourists know about their services, said Gauthier. What we're doing is we're promoting and letting people know that these services are available in the Nootka region. Tourism operators in the region are welcome to partner with Explore Nootka where their services will be included on the website, brochures and at the Baymont by Wyndham's upcoming MMFN Welcome House, where information of the services will be presented to visitors. It's going to be hand-in-hand operations on both sides, said Karate. If they book packages on excursions and things like that, people can come and stay in the hotel, or vice versa. We can look at people who want to book the hotel and can also have options to book the excursions. Gauthier notes that the MMFN Welcome House will be opened next fall. What we're trying to do is just really encourage everyone who provides a service to really come together, said Gauthier. And present a cohesive picture to the visitor. Explore Nootka has a temporary landing page for guests to visit, with information about the Upana Caves, Tree to Sea Bike Trail and Nootka Trail, among others, until their final landing page will be completed by the end of April. Read also, Indigenous tourism plays crucial role in promoting island's 51st nations.